It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Krayshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Krayshap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Krayshap. A little bit different setup today, a little bit different podcast. Have Michael Cataldo back on with us, and we're going to talk Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens. And Michael, when you talk about the Simmons Bank Championship, you're going into your second year as the tournament director of the Simmons Bank Championship. Pleasant Valley Country Club, a great golf course. And last year, you guys won a big award on PGA Tour Champions.
We did, Trey, and glad to be back here with you again. And yeah, I mean, going into the second year, it's been fantastic. You know, we were lucky enough last year to win the President's Award on the PGA Tour Champions, and that really is an award designated for the event that sets the highest standard of events on the PGA Tour Champions. And well, we have a fantastic team here. It speaks to so much more than just the golf course, right? It's the community support, the volunteer engagement, and, you know, the crowds that show up, and really they make this feel like a playoff event. You know, I'll tell you, there were guys coming in last year, you know, just with the levels of security and the amount of people saying, gosh, this really does feel like the playoffs, and we're excited to be here. And it just, 2 short years, this has become a premier stop on the tour that guys have circled on their calendar, and they're going to do everything they can to play their way in.
I saw J.J. Henry a couple of weeks ago down in Fort Worth at Mira Vista Country Club on the driving range. He's one of the guys that is really trying to make it on PGA Tour Champions in his first year. Right, last year, he got to play some because he turned 50, but this is his true full first year on PGA Tour Champions, and he's looking forward to potentially getting to Little Rock.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, it's getting so competitive now year over year, and you know, guys really need to make it into that top 36 to secure their card for the next year to have full status. And you see it walking down the driving range week in and week out. I mean, they're out there, they're playing hard. You know, the PGA Tour Champions, I think, has a notion of, you know, the old days where guys would go play and then they mingled in the bar. That's really not the case anymore. I mean, you look at guys like Vijay or Darren Clark, Padraig Harrington. I mean, they're out there all day, every day, doing what it takes to compete at the highest level still.
You just got back from the Dick's Open, where Stevens brand ambassador Dickie Pride won up there, his second PGA Tour Champions victory. You talk about going to the driving range and seeing guys grinding. One guy you don't see grinding is John Daly, although he did shoot a 63 up there.
He did. He played well, and I'll tell you, John's so good for our tour, and when he plays well, it really opens the eyes of everybody out there. And I mean, he's one of the biggest names out there, and you know, we hope that he continues to play well and can get his way into the event.
We're going to take a break right here. We're going to come back with more with Michael Cataldo. We're going to give you all the information that you need to know for this year's event, October 26th through November the 1st. Going to have Halloween out there on the course on Saturday this year.
That's right. Yeah, we're super excited. You know, we're pushed back 1 week this year, but to have Saturday fall on Halloween, right? We'll have our tailgate party, and then it's going to be a full day for the kids and families to come out and trick or treat around the golf course, do all the fun Halloween things just in time to get home and do it all over again that evening.
Costume contest on the course?
We're looking at some costumes. You know, we've had so many great partners that have reached out saying, hey, what can we do? What can we give away to the kids? So, you know, we're working on a little map for the kids to go all around the golf course and get trinkets and candy and all the fun stuff. And, you know, that's the nice thing about this event is we get so excited. It's more than just a golf tournament, right? Yes, there's high level golf going on, but there's something for everybody, especially the families.
That's going to be really cool. I'll be back with more with Michael Cataldo, tournament director of the Simmons Bank Championship, presented by Stevens, after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts, Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UAMS Ortho Now, open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. It's conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. More with Michael Cataldo, the tournament director of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Michael, speaking of UAMS, they are the medical provider for the Simmons Bank Championship.
They are. You know, UAMS is our official medical provider. Dr. Barnes and his team do such a great job, not only looking after the players if they need something, but, you know, all around site, first aid, anything like that. I mean, their team has just been fantastic to work with, and to have community partners like that that take so much pride in the event is really fantastic for us. And the list goes on and on. You know, outside of medical partners, you know, people really step up to support this event, and it really speaks a lot to the community here.
And it's good for the players to know that they can be taken care of if a situation arises. I know last year there were a couple of issues that UAMS able to really take care of.
They're fantastic, right? It's one phone call to Dr. Barnes and his team, and they're there in, you know, a matter of minutes to help these guys out with anything it is, whether it's a cold or you know, they're feeling drained. They have something to take care of those guys, and you know, that's we want to look out for these guys and make sure they're well taken care of here.
One thing that fans can see, and what they can see, is if they go to SimmonsBankChampionship.com is a website that is really updated. It's got all the information right there that you need to know about this championship that is coming to Pleasant Valley Country Club, year number 3 for it. Michael, let's first talk about general admission tickets. And what does that entail, and how do they get those?
So general admission tickets are now on sale, starting at $35, right? It's a ticket onto the grounds, walk around, watch golf. We're very pleased to see how many people really get out and about and follow groups around. I mean, you go out to any given hole, and there's big crowds following these guys. But starting at $35 at SimmonsBankChampionship.com, we're able to offer free tickets to kids 15 and under with a ticketed adult. And then we're very honored. We have a partnership with Chevy Silverado, and military members are able to redeem free tickets and come out and enjoy the golf as well.
The Arkansas Champions Club tickets. Let's start at, I guess, one of the tops of the tops. I mean, you get everything basically, right?
It is. And we've been told by the PGA Tour champions, and we've seen it with our own eyes, this is the premier ticket on the PGA Tour champions. So that's VIP parking. You're getting dropped off right at the front door of the clubhouse. And we're very lucky at Pleasant Valley. Most events aren't able to open up their clubhouse to spectators. So, you know, we go in there and really go above and beyond. It's your lobster tails, high end food and beverage, nice gifts and giveaways.
Hat bar.
That has quickly become a huge hit. But, you know, you're in the walls of the clubhouse and just premier views of golf. It's really fantastic, and it's taken off, right? People see the value in it, and, you know, they can't wait to come back because it really is the place to be.
And if the weather gets bad, unfortunately, it's an outdoor sport. There can be rain and stuff. You go inside the clubhouse, you can sit down, watch the tournament unfold on the televisions that are set up.
That's right. Yeah, you got a warm or cool place to go, depending on the weather. You know, that's my goal this year is to try to figure out how to control this weather. But
good luck.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have a really good year, and it's so nice to see people in there. And you know what this event really has become is a big reunion for Little Rock. You know, I can't tell you how many times we've heard, "Oh, I saw my neighbor that I grew up with," you know, 35 years ago next door, and haven't seen them since. And now, you know, people walk around and it's just a big homecoming and reunion.
Let's talk about some of the other viewing areas along the course that are, you know, upscale hospitality areas. Let's start at 15, the 15th Green Shared Hospitality. What all goes in there?
So the 15th Green Hospitality, it sets, I mean, right on the green, and it really is. It's a fantastic spot to watch golf. You know, you can see a little bit of the 10th hole. You can see some of the driving range there. And, you know, 15 plays is one of the hardest holes on the golf course. So to see that, and you're right on top of the green. So a ticket in there, $125, gets you access to the structure. We'll have, you know, ballpark food, beer, everything like that available for purchase. And it's a great spot to go and post up for the day and, you know, kind of have your area.
What about the 16th Green Cabanas? Are those sold out already?
Yeah, the 16th Green Cabanas are, I think we've got one or two left, and that's really taken off. You know, it's a structure where you get 12 tickets a day for the whole weekend, and I mean, you can see 17, you can see 18, you see the groups coming into 16. And again, it's, you know, a lot of our partners in there, while they have the shared food and beverage in the back, it all turns into one big area for people to get together. But the views there are really unbeatable, and people have a great time.
And then you want to talk about an exciting hole at Pleasant Valley, number 17, and the Parker Lexus Lounge on that medium length par 3.
Yeah, I mean, medium length for some, I'd say long for me, but the 17th hole is really, it's kind of become our party hole. So that is a true shared structure, and, you know, folks come in there, we sell the tickets, buy a four-pack, and everybody is in that area together, mingling. Parker Lexus does a great job with different giveaways that they have for the guests, and, you know, you're looking at the 17th hole, par 3, so there's always bound to be some excitement in there. And, you know, you can tell when somebody makes a birdie because you can hear from anywhere around the golf course the cheers coming from the 17th hole.
And I think Parker Lexus has sold several Lexuses off of just their sponsorship from people going out and seeing the vehicles around the 17th hole.
I think they have, and it's, you know, they've been such a fantastic partner to, you know, be able to offer every player in the field a complimentary courtesy car for the week is fantastic. And I mean, those things, they're buzzing all around town. It's great branding for our friends over at Parker Lexus. And, you know, it's, I think they've become a hot commodity in the market now the tournament has started.
I know last year was the first year for the Caddy Shootout presented by Saracen Casino Resort, Carlton Saffa. That came about kind of to go in a pattern off of what Pleasant Valley does with their four ball and their shootout around the lake, 16, 17, 18. It's the caddies that are participating in this shootout that are there to caddy for their players.
It is. And so, yes, this event, it really stems from, you know, all the great things that the membership is doing at Pleasant Valley, and then pairing that up with, you know, we take a lot of pride in taking care of the caddies and, you know, showing them a good time here. And so we're like, what better way to do this than let's let the caddies go out and play golf. So, yes, it's structured very similar to the Pleasant Valley four ball shootout, where the caddies will be randomly paired up in teams of two. And, you know, last year, I think almost the whole field of caddies played in it, and they have a blast. Every time I see one, that's the first question that we get is, well, do we get to play
again?
And so that event's going to be back bigger than ever this year. You know, many thanks to Robert Hall and what he does to help us light that place up.
Yeah,
like
that
Wrigley
time
Field.
Of the year, you've got to light it up, and it looks really, really good once the lights come on and take effect.
It is. And, you know, with our local food and beverage providers that come out, it's a unique experience for our guests to really experience all the different hospitality areas around the golf course. Once you have a ticket into the event, you can go in any hospitality area. We've got different food and beverage set up in each different structure, and live music, bands, you name it. And it's just, it's a big party, and the caddies have a heyday with it as well. And that, it really couldn't happen without Carlton's support and how great they've been to us, you know, over the years.
Yeah, they do a lot in the community, a lot around the state as well. And I think this is a passion of theirs, and it's something that has just taken off. I mean, there was an idea last year, but you guys are trying to make it bigger and better every year.
Absolutely. I mean, the entire tournament, right? We're never going to be satisfied with the status quo. What can we do to enhance our fan experience and, you know, create these events that make an impact on our fans and give them something that, you know, they can't miss.
You guys have some great corporate sponsors. Obviously, Simmons Bank. I mean, it was the brainchild of George Makris, Freddie Black, that have really come together to put this tournament on. And the first 2 years, I think, went off just fantastic without a hitch. Presented by Stevens, which is when you attach the Stevens name to anything, it automatically lends credibility to that event.
Absolutely. And, you know, without our partners at Simmons Bank and at Stevens, this event doesn't happen. You know, it takes a lot to put on a PGA Tour Champions event, but there was a vision. We want this in Little Rock. We want this to be a hometown community event and that people can be proud of. And it's been exactly that and will continue to be so for many years to come. Jay Brogdon has been a fantastic supporter of the event. And, you know, all the folks over at Stevens are just a pleasure to work with. And like I said earlier, the list goes on and on with all these great partners. And we've got the great partners, but really, Trey, what makes this whole thing click is our volunteers. It takes truly a village of over 900 volunteers to make this tournament go off without a hitch. And we couldn't be more thankful to them for their support.
You still need volunteers. I mean, you can never have enough, can you?
You can never have enough volunteers. And the support that we get is truly incredible. I mean, we have folks out there that are signing up to volunteer on two or three or four different committees, and they're there from sun up to sundown, Monday through Sunday. And it's really a testament to the community and how much they do want to support this event. And yes, there's always still spots available, and it's so unique. There's, you know, over 40 different committees that you can get involved in, whether that's a walking scorer or a standard bearer, to things like transportation or merchandising. There's really something for everybody out there, depending on what your interest is and, you know, what part of the golf course you want to be involved in.
I know in the first year, Joey Nichols, he signed up to volunteer one to work the range because he's like, hey, man, I want to go watch some good golf shots. I mean, if you want to see really good golf shots and the players work on their game, volunteer at the range because that's where they're going to be working on their game most of the time before they go out and play.
That range is jam-packed all day, every day, and you have a front row seat to see what these guys are doing to practice and prepare. It's a little different than when you or I go to the range and we just sit there and
right,
you know, beat 40 balls
okay,
then go.
I'm good.
They have there's certainly a method to the madness, and it's really incredible to watch.
Some of the Arkansas champions that have really stepped up and helped this tournament outside of Simmons Bank and Stevens, Arkansas Children's Hospital, Arkansas, the Natural State, Chevrolet, Dillard's, Reliance, Parker Lexus, Dyke Industries, Merritt Dyke and his group, UAMS Health, WellCare, and of course, Saracen Casino Resort. Tournaments don't happen like this, Michael, without corporate sponsors.
That's 100% correct. And, you know, we're so lucky that we went to them with this vision and said, hey, here's what we want to do. And it takes a lot of support to get this done. And all of our partners, we call them, they're first saying, yes, what can we do to help the event succeed? And, you know, we're so lucky in this market, because I'll tell you, there's events out there that don't have that level of support. And we're so proud of the community here in Little Rock that's stepped up to make this event a success.
Michael, what's been the feedback from some of the players, the caddies? You said earlier they're asking, hey, are we going to get to have the shootout again this year? Yes, the Saracen shootout is going to be back. What's been the feedback about the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens that you all have received?
every time we talk to him, it's always first class event. Our families are taken care of. Our caddies are taken care of. And that's, you know, they love the golf course, right? They say it's one of the best golf courses they play all year. But then outside of the golf course, they're going into local restaurants and the whole community. Hey, hello, how are you? Really welcoming them, and they really feel like a part of the community. And, you know, we've heard from a handful of guys that, you know, when they play in front of these crowds, it's like, gosh, I feel like I'm playing on the PGA Tour again. And it's, you know, it's really exciting.
One thing, Michael, that helps with the overall tournament success is the pro-ams. And I know that there might be a couple of more spots left for this year's field to get in as a pro-am team.
Correct. There's only a couple of spots left. And I'll tell you, the pro-am is the most unique experience that you can get, right? You can't go out and take batting practice with the New York Yankees or, you know, go to the shoot around with the Chicago Bulls. The pro-am, you're going out there and you're teeing it up with a PGA Tour Champions player in the field on the tournament course, and you get to interact with those guys for 4.5 hours. I mean, what better way to bring your clients and show them a good time, you know, while sitting there playing a round of golf with Padraig Harrington or Darren Clark, you know, these legends of the game. It's so unique, and, you know, we're lucky to be able to have 2 days of that on Wednesday and on Thursday to, you know, really entertain and have a great time to get a behind-the-scenes look of, you know, what's the player and caddy looking for as they're practicing and preparing for the weekend.
Yeah, and you might be able to actually play with a major champion. I mean, you look at the way the field looks like it's shaping up this year. Zach Johnson turned 50. He's playing on PGA Tour Champions. He looks like he's poised and primed to get to Little Rock. Stuart Sink, who has played in the last two Simmons Bank Championships presented by Stevens here in Little Rock. And Stuart Sink's a guy that last year won the Charles Schwab Cup, didn't win here. Stephen Alker won, but I think Stuart Sink is a guy to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at what he's done this year alone. I mean, he seems to be almost running away in the Charles Schwab Cup standings. And, you know, he's a guy to look for every single week. He's still got that competitive juice in him, and he's going to go out and play hard.
One guy, and I'm going to hold it till after the break. We're going to talk about him and the potential with this one guy that if he somehow decides that, yes, I'm going to play, you might know who we're talking about, but we'll do it after the break. Stay with us. From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We'll be back right after this.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own, to seize opportunity, to anticipate rather than react, to deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world, and to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back as we wrap things up with Michael Cataldo, the tournament director of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Michael, one guy that turned 50 at the end of last year, still hadn't played on the PGA Tour Champions, but man, if he ever does, I think it's really going to elevate the tour, and that is Tiger Woods.
I think elevate the tour is an understatement. I mean, if we can get Tiger healthy and out here, I mean, it will be huge. You know, we kind of think about it in the back of our mind all the time. You know, if he were to play, just what the effect of that is, because I'll tell you, even on the PGA Tour, there is a Tiger effect, and, you know, he draws the crowd, he draws the media, and with that comes, yes, increased revenues, but also a lot of changes in your operations plan as it relates to security and buses and restrooms to accommodate the influx of people. But we're really hoping that that Tiger can get on the right path and hopefully get out here and play sometime soon, because it would be huge. And the players themselves, they're dying for him to come out here and compete.
Yeah, they love playing with him. And I think it would change so much so that, you know, the players, they pull up in the parking lot now and they walk to the locker room or whatever. Tiger Woods pulls in the parking lot. He's going to have some security around him as soon as he walks out of the car.
100%. And, you know, I think that's all 100% earned, right? You look at the career that he's had and the following that he has. There's no other choice but to make sure that that he's fully taken care of.
We talked about the fact that the tournament is over Halloween this year on that Saturday, October the 31st. What are some changes that we might see? What are some new things, additions to this year's tournament that we haven't seen in the past?
Yeah, so, you know, as we look at our fan experience, we're always looking for ways to add new things and get better. So this year we'll be adding in a food truck village. So we'll have 5 or 6 local food trucks set up out there to, you know, bring some of that local flair in and go get your neighborhood favorites right here at the Simmons Bank Championship. And then, like you said, with Halloween being on Saturday, we're going to have so much fun with it and things for the kids to do. You know, they'll be set up right there near the driving range. So our partners at First Tee will have a setup where kids can go hit some golf balls, trick or treat. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Arkansas plays Missouri in football that afternoon or evening. We know it's not going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff, so you're going to have time to tailgate, watch some golf, and then watch football.
That's right. I mean, what better way to tailgate than at the Simmons Bank Championship? We'll have football on the big screens, but you're watching championship golf at the same time. So you're really getting the best of both worlds. And, you know, to have all the golf going on and then, you know, hopefully it's that night game. You can go home and watch the Razorbacks beat Missouri that evening.
That'd be nice. And, Michael, I think this trophy is one of a kind, too. The outline of the state of Arkansas, the Simmons logo inside of what looks like a crescent moon is my take on it. But it is a heavy and it's a big trophy.
It is one of a kind. It stands, gosh, close to 2.5-3 feet tall and weighs about 85 pounds. So, yeah, it's pretty incredible the millworking that was done on it. But, you know, to be able to highlight the state of Arkansas, and it's a trophy that these guys, they want to hold at the end of the week.
Well, hopefully it will be a great tournament. Hopefully the weather turns out. If you need more information, SimmonsBankChampionship.com. The tournament will come to Pleasant Valley Country Club October 26th through November the 1st. It's where legends play. You want to get out there and see it. Michael, thanks so much for your time. Hope everything goes well leading up to it, and looking forward to another great year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and we look forward to seeing everybody here in 117 short days.
Remember, when you find your ball marker on the green, what do? You fix it and a couple of more.
That is right.
And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.